Today's date of January the 6th is when we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, when the divine nature of Christ was manifested to the three magi, or wise men, who visited him shortly after his birth in the town of Bethlehem. But let's find out more about the significance of this feast. I spoke to Father Tony Furlong, the rector of the Rosmini College here in Rome.
Yes, the Gospel of Matthew tells us that the Magi came from the east and that they followed a star. It's all very non-Jewish in a sense.
And who told them that a star would announce the birth of the Messiah? Why did they somehow know the star was so significant?
The Gospel implies they were stargazers, that the position of stars, that the brilliance, the particular significance of comets, it was something which guided their behaviour, so it was very un-Jewish in that sense. They came from the east, that's all we know.
But anyhow, they came, as we know, and they went first of all to Jerusalem, where they met King Herod, didn't they?
Yes, they gave the game away in a sense, didn't they?
They did indeed, because they alerted him to the presence of this King of the Jews.
That was the danger, the use of that title, because immediately from Herod's point of view, here was a rival.
So they went and they found the baby Jesus in Bethlehem, as we know from the Gospel, and they presented him with three gifts. Is there any particular significance in these gifts?
Yes, traditionally the gold, frankincense and myrrh say three things about Jesus. Gold is the sort of gift you'd give to a king. Incense, well, that's a little bit more ambiguous. It could be that they're offering to God what was offered in the temple, you know, this gift of incense, also symbolising prayer. But of course it was priests that offered the incense, so maybe a recognition of the priesthood of this baby Jesus. The myrrh is the saddest one, of course. It refers to the suffering that Jesus would undergo after his public ministry, the crucifixion.
So going back, they go to Jesus and they present the gifts. And then afterwards, they're warned in a dream, aren't they, not to go back via Jerusalem and tell King Herod what they have seen, as they've been instructed to do.
Yes, there's a whole issue about God speaking through dreams in Matthew's Gospel. That says something today about our attention to this way in which we can be aware of God's will, you know, even in dreams. Yes, they were warned not to go back to Herod. And of course, that in itself, when they broke their promise to Herod, provoked the murder of the innocents.
Indeed. Do we have any idea when the Epiphany was first established as a feast day, or the first references to it, indeed, in the early church?
Well, the early church was always careful to celebrate particular incidents that are reported in the scriptures, such as the birth of Christ, the Transfiguration, the Annunciation, all these very, very early feasts. But particularly, the Eastern Church saw this, in a sense, as Christmas Day, because they weren't Jews, and the three wise men weren't Jews. And yet they were being summoned to Bethlehem to pay their particular homage to this King of the Jews. For them, therefore, the Messiah was theirs. They were taking ownership of this very special baby in a way which didn't seem to happen on the 25th of December itself, because it was the Jews that first received the message of the birth of Christ, the shepherds. And therefore this arrival of people from a long way away was a very powerful statement that this baby, this Messiah, was not just the saviour of Israel, but the saviour of all of us.
And in a sense, in an indirect way, you could almost describe it as an act of evangelisation, because it was making known the good news beyond the immediate border, shall we say.
Yes, it was. But I always find it fascinating that the three wise men arrive, they give their gifts, they pay homage, and they are also perceptive of this divine intervention in the dream, which means they don't go back to Herod. So for them, it was a very important event, and yet they don't feature in the Gospel after that. It's as if the seeing of the baby and the giving of the gifts, as far as we know, didn't have a radical effect on their lives. They fade into the background, and we have no record of the evangelization of the East because of those three wise men. All very interesting.
Indeed. Well, turning to some of the different ways in which the Epiphany is celebrated. For instance, in Ireland, it's called Little Christmas, whereas here in Italy, it's been transformed into the Befana, which means the Good Witch. Well, why are these differences have come up?
Well, the Befana, of course, is a very amusing wordplay. Epiphany and Befana, very, very close indeed. And as far as I'm aware, that predates the Father Christmas idea, that there's this magical figure who brings gifts to the children. It's certainly a way of reinforcing the connection between the biblical story and the gifts which the three wise men brought to the baby, and the gifts with which children in Italy are showered on the 6th of January. And it's an excellent evangelization. It's very significant that the three wise men had nothing to do with the salvation history of Israel, but they were being summoned to view this baby who was to become the saviour of the whole world.
I was speaking to Rosminian father Tony Furlong.